I don't know where they generate the money from. I guess maybe they work for other people and save their money, and then they buy. But then some of these boats are huge. I mean, there may be 15 or 20 people on a boat, or wow, three or four people on a boat. It's whatever they can afford, and I don't know exactly how that's organized, but it's an ongoing activity. It's just, and I said they make boats for this area. I mean, the town that we were doing, the coastal town, is called Pram Pram. Actually, at one time there was a Danish fort there where they took slaves from there to America. The building was still there, so there may be some things that are, some of the decorations that are very specific to a village, but basically the general process is the same because it's effective and has worked and has functioned. I mean, the tree is called a wawa, or in Nigeria it's a bichi. It's a soft kind of wood. It does very well in the ocean, but you put it in a lake and the parasites will eat it up.
Interesting.
So after a long tradition of what works and what doesn't work, and what's effective and what doesn't affect, I mean, all those things are part of the process. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was interested because in the morning they would get up and everybody comes to shore to watch the fishermen go out, and they sail offshore because of the offshore breeze, and then turn around at night and come back because there's an onshore breeze, and everybody comes back down to meet them when they come back. I mean, it's the life of the community.